Good morning. It's Friday, finally, April the 5th. This is Captain Marty, and I have a lot to share with you in the weekend kickoff fishing report, and I'll be back to do just that in just a moment. Hey, I'm Captain Marty. There's a great event coming up at Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese. They're hosting a fish and flea market Saturday, April the 13th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., all to benefit the OBX SPCA. There'll be fishing gear, marine supplies, and water sports equipment for sale. It's free to the public. There'll be a raffle with prizes from local businesses, and some of our furry friends from the SPCA will be there too. For more information, check out Safe Harbor's social media. Safe Harbor's Fishing Flea Market, Saturday, April the 13th in Wanchese.
Teach's Lair Marina in Hatteras Village is the closest spot on the Outer Banks to the Gulf Stream. Just inside Hatteras Inlet, Teach's Lair is fully loaded with bait, tackle, ice, snacks, and drinks for your fun-filled day out on the water. Want to get rigged up to catch the big one? Lee and the gang in the tackle shop can outfit you to catch whatever is eager to get hooked. To see the marina, the tackle shop, or to book a charter, go online to teachslair.com. Teach's Lair Marina in Hatteras Village. Your fishing venture awaits.
All right, like we always like to do, we'll start off with the offshore fishing. Windy conditions kind of kept things a little bit minimal yesterday, but we have had boats out this week, and believe it or not, the bluefin tuna are still there and are still biting. Most of them, it's about equal mixes of what they call shorts, like roughly under 200 pounds that you can keep one a day, I think that is still in effect, or the giants, which have to be released, and some of them up and over 500 pounds. They've been starting to roam around a little bit. I mean, they have them one day in Hatteras and not the next. They have them one day at Oregon and not the next. That's usually a sign that they're getting ready to leave. A very scattered yellowfin tuna, but any day, that's going to bust loose. We have some of our best yellowfin tuna fishing of the year, both Hatteras and Oregon Inlet, where folks come and book the boat, and if they're lucky, they go out and fill the fish box. The average charter boat fish box holds 600 pounds of yellowfin tuna. Of course, you should never go planning that you're going to just catch 600 pounds of tuna. But if you do, you also have to have a plan to pay to have them clean, how to process them, freeze them properly. They're not the greatest freezing fish, but all that is exciting and a lot of fun. There ain't many fish that pull harder than a tuna, so it's just all good. What else do we have? This week we've had some of the first blue marlin of the year, some of the first mahi or dolphin fish in the catches, and there's a scattered blackfin tuna and wahoo as well. Inshore fishing is mostly down Hatteras way, where they're catching false albacore, king mackerel, amberjack, stuff like that. A little bit of stuff starting to happen around the inlets, and we'll start seeing our inlet boats fishing in the next couple weeks. The Miss Oregon Inlet had a banner day on sharks. They caught a whole bunch of them, released a bunch more. So that's one of the first headboat reports that I've had. And so it's all real good. Now, we are going to talk about the surf. The surf fishing has been really good. And by the way, the rest of today's report, a lot of help from Tony Lombardi at walkingangler.com. And I appreciate all that. But surf fishing, blow toads and sea mullet popped up everywhere. Mostly on the southern beaches, but everywhere up and down Hatteras Island, there's been some really good bites of both. So we got that going a little slower north of Oregon Inlet. Also, puppy drum fishing was really good, and occasionally a speckled trout on the southern beaches, a little less, again, just as the water's a little cooler on the northern beach. Occasionally a rockfish being caught, that would be up north of Oregon Inlet, so, or a striped bass, whatever you want to call them, a little bit of activity there. Now I will be back to talk about the pier, the sound, and the inland fishing in just a moment.
Real. That's the first word that comes to mind when I think about Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor. Yeah, they're the first and last place you see coming to and leaving the Outer Banks on Highway 64 in Dare County, but they're also real when it comes to fresh local seafood. Troy Outland, real. Curtis and Josh, real. The Indoor Crab Shedders, real. Stop by and see for yourself right next to White Shopping Center and check them out on social media. Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor, real.
Are you ready for a fishing thrill like no other?
Oh, there he is! There he is!
As seen on Wicked Tuna Outer Banks, the Carolina Girl, captained by Majestic Jesse Anderson, is a custom, luxurious, 53-foot Jarrett Bay-built boat running out of Hatteras Harbor Marina. Let Jesse and her crew give you a fishing experience of a lifetime. Book a trip, go online to CarolinaGirlSportFishing.com. Carolina Girl Sport Fishing, your offshore adventure awaits. pier fishing is getting underway now as the piers are opening up, and Avalon Pier had a pretty good speckled trout bite and some sea mullet. That's really the only pier report I have, but I know that the specks are here and the sea mullet are here, so we've talked about them in the surf report. You'll be seeing those on the pier as well, some a lot of sharks, actually. Back in the Sound, not a whole lot of news to report, although some of our inshore charter boats did good on speckled trout fishing. That's a tough fishery. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know tides and currents and sloughs and things like that, so you got all that going on. A few puppy drum, and you know, there may be pockets where that fishing is better than I'm reporting, but again, you got to know where the pocket is. That's the key. Sheephead are starting to show up in good numbers as well around structure, bad bottom, things like that. And all I have for our inland or freshwater report right now is we're almost in the peak of the spring crappie season. So that's the time to get your minnows or your lures, whatever you want to use, your spinner baits, and go out and do a little crappie fishing. There's also been some largemouth bass, some yellow and white perch in the catches, and catfishing is really improving right now. I actually heard about someone fishing over in East Lake that had a really good day on the catfish. So keep all that in mind. That's a lot to talk about today in our fishing report. Go out and walk the docks, talk to the captains and the mates. And that's the best way to find out about what is offered and what it would be like. Take a kid fishing. That's my report for you on this Friday morning.